You're tuned to KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. This is Puzzling Evidence's show, but I'm here too. I'm Babs Bendix.
Is Hi-Fi Living, but I'm here too.
Thank you.
about love.
Are you missing me yet?
Are you combing my hair?
I am missing you and I'm combing your hair. I'm so happy I'm bubbly. And a bird.
And a dog or cart. And a book or cigarette.
This is so amazing. I'm so glad.
God. I think I'm just getting this thought to my head.
Watermelon or monster?
Cold. Yeah. Call the machine.
Fish?
Call coffee.
Medium.
So you can drink this.
Well done. Yeah, stick.
I'm just getting this thought to my head.
What vegetables have you got?
Monster chips.
Monster chips.
Watermelon or monster?
I'd like some.
Your phone. This is called a machine.
I'd like some asparagus.
This is called a machine. This is called coffee. You should drink this.
Green beans.
Honey. This? What's this?
Mushrooms. Swamp.
This is a cigarette.
Oh, we can
smoke it.
Oh, that's
good. Honey.
The bone.
Red cabbage.
Red.
This is called a machine.
Lettuce.
Smoke it.
Sunlight.
Spinach.
Cigarette.
Spinach.
Ahead.
Rice.
Watermelon or monster.
Peas.
Peas.
Bone.
Tomatoes.
Some or monster.
Bone.
Green salad.
This is green salad.
Potatoes.
This is called a machine.
Beer.
I just called coffee, so you should drink this.
This? What's this?
This is a cigarette, so you
can
smoke it.
Have you any ice cream?
And this is all in the safety kit.
Stand up.
Oh, what a fresh
cheese.
That's very interesting.
What would you like to drink?
Vad vill ni ha att dricka?
I'll have a beer. Jag tar en öl.
I'll have a whiskey, please.
And drink.
Yes, that's important.
Whiskey.
Tack.
That's my love.
What's important is why.
Jag ska be att få en flaska vin.
That's true, by golly.
Red wine.
Rude
vin.
Rosé wine.
Rosé
Gawazat Safarna. White.
You mean Donny Osmond?
I mean David Cassidy.
Bell Cup.
Bell Soup.
Chips. All those things are nice. You have so many nice words.
May I have the bill, please?
They're nice. You have so many nice words.
For your bee on the thumb.
American.
American.
Where?
Many.
Is service included?
In gold service.
Everything is included.
How would you digest your work?
I get na.
Thank you. That was a very good meal.
It was a night.
They were in mycket god
form. You have so many nice words.
Indeed.
Now it's time to take a trip. Where's the railway station?
I have this draft.
Where
Where's the ticket office, please?
And I have this money to buy some ham.
I'd like a ticket, too.
Jag ska be att få en biljett till
en amerikan.
First or second class?
Första eller andra klass?
Well, now, that's very strange.
First class, please.
Första klass.
That's my heart.
Single or return?
One way or round trip?
Enkel eller
tur. No wonder only 2.5.
Do I have to change trains?
Måste jag byta tåg?
What platform does the train leave from?
My heart beat of America. My heart beat of America.
Where's the nearest underground station?
Var ligger närmaste tunnelbanestation?
Let my heart beat of America.
Arfas. Asfar.
Where's the bus station?
Yes, and this is my blue
train. Var är busstationen?
When is the first bus?
My guinea.
And that is my chocolate.
My Nestle's chocolate.
That's a good-looking TV. And know what? Yours.
You sure have nice views for one, so... God.
Let's get on that dream wagon, hon.
Why?
F9.
They finish his computer, man.
Anything. Everything's got those little lines on it now. What does the lines mean, man? Who knows? Who knows what they say? It's not English, it's computer. Only computers speak that stuff. All these computers are all talking to each other, man. Nobody knows what they're saying. It's like we're living in an occupied country, man. All day long, all night long, computers talk to each other, man. On the modems, fax machines, the satellite link up. All day and all night they're talking to each other. What are they talking about, man? What are they talking about?
Plan or plans.
I mean,
I don't mean to ruin everything.
And a practical plan or plan. Practical plan or plan.
Yeah. Exactly. It's all planned. I think that's what you said. I don't know, but once again, that's just me telling myself that there is information about all the very varied kinds of information that is.
And a practical plan or plans. The transformation may be made.
It would be nice if things could really be changed, if there was some hope. But
he's always angry with me.
Anyone sitting out there now listening to the radio, there is no hope. Because why? Because you have nothing better to do than listen to the radio. So you're already.
Yeah. Can I have an autograph?
No. You're just sitting there listening to the radio. Do something productive.
What?
I don't know.
Ally yourself with one or more persons, a group of as many people as you may need for the creation and carrying out of your plan or plans.
There are no plans. No one out there has...
For the accumulation of the money you've established as your goal.
There are no plans. I've read this thing. You out there...
You heard the expression. Oh, my aching feet.
Right. You're going to sit there and you're going to complain. Yeah, what are you doing? You're listening to the radio.
Thanks a lot, sure.
Diverted from what?
Thanks a lot, sure.
Not good show. Okay. See you later. Second exchange.
There's no real hope because you have no will per se. You're just taking in information and thinking about it. But I mean, do you really act on it?
You know, the feet are the most neglected part of our anatomy.
Then you say, oh, my aching feet. But what difference does it make whether you use your body or what you do? The fact of the matter is your mind is just processing information. And it's not necessarily connecting with a will per se. What you call a will is really just a means of processing the information. That's all you really can think of to do. In the case of this, it seems varied, you know, so it makes it a little bit more entertaining. But that's all they're going to write on your tombstone is, here lies so-and-so, he was entertained. Or perhaps he was easily entertained. Or, you know, if you think you're intelligent, they might write on your tombstone, here lies so-and-so, he was difficult to entertain. But that's really all it is. You just
I was very concerned about
50 or 60 or 70 years. And then the show is over. The curtain comes down. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I don't think you get it. Depressing. It's the only thing depressing. If you're badly entertained or if you're not entertained.
Hell. It's the devil.
Now, for some people, it's enjoyable just to listen to weird music or weird sounds. I happen to be one of those.
He's awesome.
You, on the other hand, might say, oh, it's too weird. Now, what is weird to me? Well, too weird is just a category you have in your head about information. It has nothing to do with the information itself. It has only to do with your own personal life history, which involves the construction of that particular channel to which you assign the things you call weird. There's nothing really any weird about it, per se, objectively, than anything else. It's a value judgment. No value judgment has anything whatever to do with the ultimate reality. It's just a matter of opinion. Actually, 100 years from now, 50 years from now.
He's got great tattoos all over his head.
All radio stations may sound like this. Or perhaps people won't listen to them anymore. Or perhaps they'll be on all the time. Because they won't matter. I'm not saying radio doesn't matter. But does it matter if you listen to this? Does it matter if there's silence in your house? Does it matter if you shoot yourself? Of course, it may matter to a few people around you for a brief time, but in a few years they'll forget.
Very good.
And
And the world at large doesn't care. Not that it should care. And once again, I'm not saying this is a bad thing. You're going to have to complete it. But you have to complete. You're going to have to complete it. Yes. You have to complete the story.
Nelson, you're going to have to complete it.
You have to complete your life in a sentence. Now, maybe it's going to end tonight or tomorrow. But that is the intrusion. I mean, I don't think it's bad to kill yourself, but it's not necessarily good either. Of course, if you died, you would miss the rest of this radio show. Perhaps that would be to your benefit, too. The question is whether any of this is going to have any effect on your brain. When you wake up tomorrow, you won't probably remember a single thing that I said, or a single thing
I'm
ugly. On the radio, I'm sorry, what? I feel ugly.
I need to change my mind. I also see an attractive boy who's hiding from his friends.
Which, of course, is possible. If you heard me say that, but
stop it, Mom.
If you were listening,
skip the bell, okay?
Would you remember?
Don't wait until my birthday. I'm
not. Tomorrow. Well, probably not. Tomorrow you'll be thinking, quote, new, unquote, thoughts. But of course, those are going to be old thoughts. Just rerun on the tape of your brain.
You had a good work in yourself, and you're going to have to complete it.
Well, yeah, there's just old thoughts running over and over and over about between this or that, or oh, my agent, or where is the train station, or, so they're just old thoughts that you're running over and over again.
Six says, he who began a good work in you will complete it.
Some thoughts are a little bit more hysterical, some are more excited, some have a little more energy or emotion.
Making use of the mastermind principle.
But basically, they're all the same kind of thoughts. The gain is a little bit too high. And that's what's causing feedback on the radio. But if you were to change your thoughts very slightly, you'd find that feedback would go away because the gain has been changed. There is, of course, nothing to gain from listening to stations other than this. But then again, nothing to gain from what you. The question is, what are you going to do about it? Sitting there listening to this radio station, do you have any desires at all? Do you have any, ambition? Or are you just going to listen to KPFA all night long and think through? I'm not saying that's bad, but I mean, have you taken enough drugs? Do you feel insecure about how little drugs you've taken? Or maybe about how much you've taken? I just think sometimes you depend on the radio to tell you what to do. And I think what you need to do is to stand up. Go ahead, stand up, I think, put your fingers up your nose, and blow out, and you'll notice that...
Listen to him, he's an idiot. That guy who's talking on the radio station, idiot, I'd kill him.
Pops out slowly.
The guy's an idiot, listen to yourself, guy. I'm gonna kill your mother and take your soul.
Well, I have no soul.
You don't have any soul?
My mother is already 80 years old, so I mean, I don't know how much longer she has.
You know she's the devil, don't you?
Well, that's true, but she's given birth to a worse devil. You know, but the great thing about this whole thing is that the voice I hear seems to be coming from the radio.
I am the devil, don't you know?
So strange, because I feel as if the radio's taken over my mind.
You've taken yourself over with your own evil soul.
Oh my God. So I've essentially sold the evil in my soul to myself. Wow.
Wait a minute. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to your house right now and take your soul and eat it.
There's nothing that I would rather part with.
And then it'll come out of my body, and I will feed it to my dog.
Well, my soul is the soul of a dog, so I'm sure you'll get some nutrition from it. See, I have a dog's soul and a cat's brain and a rat's body, and I just happen to have been able to dial KPFA with my little feet and my tail. But the thing about mammals, you know, mammals may have souls. They may have better souls than you.
Everybody has a soul.
Well, now
everything
what about...
has a soul.
Now, what is a soul, though?
Soul is.
Well, I'm not sure I can go along with that definition. I think that the average person has no soul, and that they want the radio to provide them with a soul.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that everything, the plants, the animals, the air, the dirt, your feet, the hair that's on your skin, has a soul, has a life.
Oh, has a soul. Well, if that's true, then if everything has a soul, then nothing has a soul. Or rather, does anything have a soul within the soulness of the universe? Does anything have more of a soul than anything else? Yeah, I'm still here, but I've cut mine off as well, and I'm bleeding to death.
Wait, don't go.
No, it's cut off. There's blood pouring out everywhere. I cut it off.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so now I have no soul.
Oh, but the thing
is, if you're just sitting there listening to the radio...
Wait, I'm not listening to the radio.
No, not you. I mean one. If one sits out there, like the millions and millions of listeners across this world that are listening to the station now...
Yeah.
If they just sit and listen to the radio, in a sense, is the radio their soul at that moment? Or is their soul listening to the radio? Or is their soul a quiet place behind that which listens to the radio?
I think that the soul is located behind the ear, the right ear, behind the underskin of the cell.
I see. All right. Well, that may be true, but... I think most people don't experience it there. They experience it as a word. Now, and they're waiting for the radio to tell them about this. Now, if you're waiting for a radio to tell you something about a soul, then do you have a soul, or are you just blind to it?
Well, they had a sale in Kmart today, and they sold, I bought my soul for 99 cents.
Really? They sold a soul. So you can sell souls.
Yeah.
Well, now...
They have good deals over at the flea market.
Well, of course, that's the thing about Kmart. They sell darn near everything. Almost, I almost said it's the D word.
Yeah. Kmart
I'm going to instruct you on
Kmart is God.
Oh, wait, we're going to get instructions.
You can variate if you want to.
What is it?
Starting with the exact center, or number one needle.
Is this our soul?
Push this needle forward as far as it will go into position E.
I think that everything is dead and alive.
But he says the soul is at position E. Push the needle into position E, he says. Now, everything may be alive, but...
But everything's dead, too.
See, that's the problem I have. Now, everything is alive, but some, you know, we do have categories. We say certain things are dead, certain other things are alive. Now, if everything has a soul, does a dead body have a soul? Soul music, actually.
Which is now dropped off.
My gosh, it dropped off. Well, I had cut it off most of the way, and it dropped off and rolled into the corner.
You know what I did the other day?
What's that?
I killed my dog and ate him.
But you get used to it. You know, I guess you are what you eat. I guess that's what they say.
Yeah, I'm a dog. I'm an animal.
Yeah.
That's why I eat all kinds of things.
Well, now that's another problem, you know, animals, because, you know, people are animals.
Yeah.
And
I don't think people understand this to the degree that they need to understand this. The people that are listening to this on the radio are animals. You're all animals out there, you people.
Yeah, if you want to become Jesus Christ, all you got to do is eat Jesus Christ, and that's what I do.
Well, there's your Catholic, they call it communion, that's right.
Yeah.
So when they turn him into a little white wafer that's made in a factory. That's what's great about being a Catholic.
Yeah. But anyone can become Jesus Christ. All they got to do is just eat him.
In fact, what would happen if you fed a wafer to a dog?
Oh, he'd become Jesus Christ.
Well, I don't know if he would become Catholic at least. Now, I don't know if he would become Jesus Christ because you don't become just Christ by just having communion, I don't think. Or maybe you do. I don't see. I was born a Protestant, so, or I was raised a Protestant, so I really don't. But we had communion and we ate wafers too, now that I think of it.
Yeah, I had some too.
But I think, you know, the Protestants think that it's symbolic, whereas the Catholics think that the wafer really is the, you know, your transubstantiation type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is Christ. So what would happen if you left your wafers out and cockroaches ate them, would they be Catholics?
Yeah, they become Jesus Christ too.
So what would happen over like millions of generations of cockroaches reproducing? Would they eventually attain consciousness and, say, turn the other antenna? Or?
I don't know. They'd probably be gods themselves and be worshipped by humans.
Maybe that's it. Maybe humans will work. Well, they're very, you know, they're very good at survival, cockroaches and rats and pigeons. And so maybe in the future, maybe that's what we should be worshipping is species that are able to survive through millions of years, you know, like trilobites or turtles.
Yeah.
I mean, why isn't, you know, that should be a value. Don't you think that should be an important value? I mean, survival?
Oh, yeah. Survival and 10 hits of acid.
Survival what?
Survival and 10 hits of acid.
That's right. If you had 10 hits of acid, I mean, and you survived it, I would think you would be worshipped.
Well, I actually did the other night.
Seriously?
It was a killer experience.
Now, okay, you're making this up, though.
No.
That's an incredible amount.
Yeah.
Maybe, of course, they say it's weaker nowadays, but, I mean, 10? So you must have been awake for, like, 3 days.
No, not 3 days. I was tripping for about a little over 24 hours.
Wow. What did you do? Did you go to a lot of movies?
No, I just went for a walk and stayed home and
wow.
did a lot of thinking.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you live in the country?
No, I actually live in Concord.
Wow.
And,
I don't think I could handle that. 24 hours tripping in Concord. Woo! And you didn't see any movies. That's what I used to do, is go see movies when I was...
Well, I don't do it for, I guess, the visuals anymore. I do it for more of, like, the thinking.
Yeah.
More of, like, the knowledge.
That makes more sense, yeah. Of course, that's good for mushrooms, but, well, yeah, I guess, you know, it does make more sense. But I just would be a little bit paranoid, I guess, being in Concord. But maybe...
Well, I do it. I don't do 10 on a regular basis. I do about 2 hits.
You know, have you ever done it? Now, I never have done it, but have you ever...
While we're doing it, you're listening to KPFA 94.1.
Hello, where's the tripper?
Okay, say that again.
Hello? Oh, have you ever done it at a rave?
I actually don't like going to raves because it's just too commercial. Everybody's all... going crazy.
You know, I think it was okay for the first 3 months, and then the corporate world moved in.
Yeah, I just didn't like it anymore. I just am more interested, I guess, not really for the fun of it all, just more of just thinking.
Yeah. Well, that's where it's at. That's where, you know, that's what I used to like, but it was always too strong for me, and, you know, I'd end up having a bad trip or something, so I stopped doing it.
You suck, dude. Hello?
So what did you think about?
Raves suck, dude.
Suck?
Yeah, dude, they're weak, dude. My brother Jeff goes to raves all the time. He dances naked. Nobody cares.
He dances naked?
Dances naked with the women. The women get naked. It's funny, man.
Wow.
They're just out there. They're all tweaked out, dancing around, buzzed and everything.
Wait, is this where is this?
Richmond, San Francisco.
You mean at raves?
Raves, dude.
Well, let's go.
No, I don't go to Radio City. I went once, dude. They're phony, man.
Well, you know, I went to a couple and I liked them, but then I went to a couple I didn't like and so I stopped going.
Hey, tell me this. You all rave? Is there any rave that sell alcohol?
Yeah, some of them do, yeah. But not enough people drink it.
Yeah, they got them smart drinks.
Yeah, and they not even... Yeah, you know why they call them smart drinks? Is because of the people that are smart enough to sell lemonade as being a smart drink. I mean, you know, they put it in fruit juices and there's supposed to be amino acids in it, but really you don't know whether they're in there or not.
You're paid $3 for orange juice with a little bit of chalk in it, man.
That's right. That's right. And the term smart drinks is a good title because you have to be smart to dream up the idea and make all this money on orange juice.
Hey, and get this, okay? You figure all the people that are going in there are paying $20 a pop, right?
Right.
They're paying $20, dude. There's thousands of people that go in there.
Right.
And then they got these clowns in there selling these, they're not helium, but they're, some sort of gas.
Yeah.
For a balloon.
Right.
And they suck on this, $5 a pop.
It's incredible, I know, it's really stupid.
Jesus, they're raking it, you know.
Yeah, and all it is, it's just like a regular disco.
Hey, and why is it that they, when they have the rave notices, that they have these numbers on there, don't give you an address.
Right, oh, it's ridiculous. As if they don't know where it's going to be, like, a month ahead of time. Because, you know, they have to rent the space.
Yeah.
It's a total corporate thing. Of course, it's all planned out, but they want to make a little kind of a detective mystery out of it, so they don't tell you till the day of. And you call up and you find out it's at Caesar's Latin Palace.
Hey, the last time I went, they're all, the advertisement said a bar, right?
Yeah.
Get in there. I didn't want to go anyway. I was forced to go by my girlfriend. Get in there. They did have a bar, but it was called a smart bar.
I know, yeah.
And then the guy, I went back to the door, and there was a 7-Eleven right down the street. The mall. I want to go down there and get some beer. And he's all, sorry, pal.
Yeah.
You just paid $30 to get in. You're not getting out unless you want to stay out.
I know, unbelievable. Yeah, no in and out. That's the most incredible. So you can't even go out and do a joint or anything.
Hey, get this. Okay, you know Sandra Fell, right?
Yeah.
City of Sandra Fell. I'm at China Camp. China Beach Camp. And there's these yuppie guys up there with this big truck, and they have this super huge sound system thing, right?
Uh-huh.
And they're jamming up rave music, right?
Yeah.
You know, that rave music?
Uh-huh.
And there's this rocker guy who had barbecued with his kids. He was beating his kids all day long. And he's jamming up AC/DC, Highway to Hell. All these little kids are screaming, Highway to Hell. And all of a sudden, you hear this big truck pull by, boom, 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 whistles blowing, you know, this and that, and these ravers come down. There's all these guys out there, there's like 10 guys drinking Calistoga water out there, just shuffling back and forth. People are looking at them like they're crazy. You know, they can't even hear their own stereo system. These guys had it pumped up, and they're like, what the hell are these guys skipping about? What's this music they're playing? And nobody understands. They don't know what's going on with the rave scene. My boss is an ex-hippie. And he's asking me, what's up with this rave thing? Why are they wearing bell bottoms?
I know.
I'm 24 years old, though. Like, I'm supposed to know. I said, hey, dude, they're freaks. I don't understand it.
It's so weird, you know. It's like this rerun, retread culture. It's all this, you know, peace corals and stuff and peace buttons, people giving each other peace buttons, and special rooms where you can trip and you can sit down, and people are wearing long straight hair and flowers. And
hey, did you go to that one rave where they had the Indians come out?
No.
It was a trip, dude. They had these Indians come out on the stage, right?
Uh-huh.
Halfway through the rave, everything stops. It was like, you know...
What do you mean, like American Indians?
American Indians come out on the stage to honor the earth, right? They came out there and did this song and dance thing. There's probably, 7,000 people at the Richmond Civic Center or whatever it is over there.
Yeah.
You know, they're all up there drunk off your ass or high or whatever. Trying to copy these guys, dude. It was a trip.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, a lot of them are real jokes. Some of them are just corporate stuff. You know, once in a while they have a good laser light show or some kind of high-tech thing, but, you know, it's so weird. Everything in culture just seems to be a retread of something earlier, you know? Everything's just getting rerun.
No, you're right. It is a corporate thing, because the whole thing is...
Because, you know,
they're making money off youngsters.
Exactly. The corporate, yeah, because the people running the corporations are all these 40-something ex-hippie types that are trying to relive their youth in the early 70s or the 60s. And so they're using all the cliches and information from 30, 20 years ago and, you know, repackaging it for people in their 20s to buy.
All right, check this. I'm 24, right?
Uh-huh.
25. I've pictures of me when I was a kid wearing like bell bottoms and stuff.
Uh-huh.
That stuff's out, dude. Would you go to, you know, I was looking in the paper the other day, Emporium,
uh-huh,
advertising bell bottoms.
Oh, man.
Come on.
They were so ugly the first time, they're even worse now.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you know what bothers me, though, about this, some of the reasons? Well, the ones I went to, even the first couple ones that were fun, they're asexual or something.
No.
You know, there's a lot of people dancing and stuff, but it seems like, I don't know, it just seemed asexual to me.
Hey, dude, it's weird, dude. Look, okay, check it out. Okay, I'm like a heterosexual, right? But I won't mind getting it on with two women.
Yeah.
You know, if they're freaky, you know? But I don't dig all that other stuff, man, and I'll tell you.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping that it's going to turn into something interesting, but I really don't know, you know.
Did you hear about that rumor that Bush is supposed to be... supposed to be checking out some raids?
Oh, really? Oh, it's all over then. If he does that, then it's all over.
Well, it's at Quayle. Remember Quayle?
Yeah.
He had went to a raid.
Really?
Check it out. And somebody slipped him some ecstasy. He started dancing naked, sticking an American flag up his butt, dancing around.
Yeah, that would be good.
And everybody had to see it. Barbara Bush was out there with her bell bottoms on.
You know, he's not that good.
System,
he was
man.
On earlier.
You wouldn't
he's
hear about it if
they
weren't part of the system.
But Doug,
the bands that fought the system, man, they died
Doug,
a long
there?
Time ago.
Yeah, I'm here.
Janice
so
and Jimmy, may you rest in peace.
It's an imitation, dude. Tommy Chong was on a Bruce Springsteen last night.
Now.
I see it.
Just a bit, man.
You mean
that's how they keep us moving.
Well, where's Doug?
Doug the Bug?
Yeah, Doug the Bug Wellman.
Oh, Jesus. You know what? I seen him down on Market Street, dude.
Oh, begging for money.
He's an aggressive panhandler. I think he should go to jail for that.
I get sick of him, you know. I feel like kicking him.
I walked by, right? He said, can I have a quarter, sir? And I said, dude, get a job.
Get a job,
right
here.
And he scratched my leg.
Oh, man. You're lucky you didn't pee on it.
Hey.
That's what they do. They lose control of their bladders.
They lose control of the battery, they pee on you, and then you end up wearing yellow tennis shoes.
Now, there ought to be a lot. The thing about the panhandlers, you know, they should have their arms and legs cut off and to get turned into coasters and sold at flea markets, don't you think?
Oh, you know what? I seen this guy was down on Market Street.
The shit that,
right?
That happened to him.
Hey, listen to this. I seen this guy on Market Street. All right, I swear to God, this guy is very tense and sensitive about people talking about his kids without ears. So all of a sudden,
now there's an audience. You just got drowned in a bunch of laughter.
You know, I think I should become a comedian.
I know it because, you know, people are laughing much, an awful lot. You know, I saw a guy just today that had an ear cut off.
Thank you. Was his nickname Glove?
He was just, and there was like a blood, there was a hole there, and it was all bloody, but there was no bandage. Yeah, but he had nothing. And I thought, you know, that's really the height of rudeness, you know, to go around with no ear.
So he just had a hole.
Yeah. Maybe it was a Van Gogh imitation.
A Van Gogh imitation, that's good. You know, was he an abstract?
You know, I should be a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, that guy was an abstract.
Yeah, that's the thing. But why are people clapping so much for us?
Well, you know why? This is the longest I've ever been on this radio station, so... Obviously, we're good.
Yeah, I pity the poor guy running the show, you know.
Hey, you know that guy over there?
Yeah.
I'd like to get some taste of this show.
Yeah, let's ask him for a taste.
Did you say John?
No, Doug.
Let me say, get up 7 a.m., drink two cups of caffeine, jump in the car, get stuck in traffic, get to work, kiss the boss's ass, make a deadline, drink more caffeine, get back in the car, get stuck in traffic again, get home, pay bills, can't even afford, eat your microwave dinner, jump into bed. Oh, wait, I forgot the most important thing. Watch a little TV.
Who is this guy? He's not that funny.
Hey, let me tell you something funny. All right?
Yeah?
I went to a friend's house. Cockroaches. All over the bathroom. I walked in, They all started moving around, running around. And, just being funny, I thought I'd spray some hairspray on one. Kill him, right?
Uh-huh.
Spray some hairspray on him. Oh, thank you.
They like this.
Thank you.
The bug?
Yeah. And he's all, I rule this bastard. Get the hell out.
Man, you know, bugs are getting very sophisticated now.
Well, those roaches, man, they've been around for a long
time. They've been around a long time. They should get a medal for survival and also for style.
The phone company, right? Hello?
Yeah?
The phone company. I think it's fine, honestly. We're listening to everything we say.
Oh, yeah, this is all being taped by the government, too.
You know what they're going to do? Did you ever see that movie about that lady who writes books, kids' books?
Yeah.
The government goes over to her and claims that she's a communist.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to instill thoughts in the kid's head.
She tries to what?
She tries to make kids think things. She's a children's book writer.
Oh, yeah.
She's just crazy. You know my neighbors next door?
Yeah.
They probably think I'm crazy.
Listen, as the audience really likes this.
My brother, the psychologist.
Yeah.
He's here. We'd like to speak with him.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, not really. It doesn't really cost that much.
Hello?
This is all being done with a ghetto blaster.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
What happened to the psychologist?
What?
Is this your brother or is it you?
This is me, man.
What happened to your brother, the psychologist?
Oh, he took 10 hits of acid.
Oh. You know, everyone on this show takes 10 hits of acid. You know, I'm doing 10 hits of acid right now. And it hasn't even had an effect. That's because
yeah,
you know.
Hey, all you guys listening to the radio station right now, you guys want to all trip right now?
Yeah, all right. We're going to have a drop.
No, we'll all get together and trip.
5, 4, 3.
No, wait.
What?
Save it.
Say, you don't drop yet? Okay.
Let's all get together and trip. I'm the one caller who told you I took 10 hits of acid.
Yeah. So what happened here? So what happened to the other guy?
I don't know. I think he went to hell and died.
Did you call back? Did you hang up and call back?
Well, they cut me off.
Oh, and then you called back?
Yeah, it took me all this time to get back on the
wow.
Phone.
Wow. It's amazing. Well, yeah, we were talking about rave culture and then he was going to go find his psychologist brother, or I don't know, and then this bad comedian has been...
Bush without the leaves.
But, you know, I think everyone should do acid more often, don't you think?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm here.
What, are you 10 hits of acid?
No, I didn't take any acid. I accidentally fell down, dude. I'm right here.
Where's your psychologist brother?
He was right here.
Oh, that was him.
But you cut him off.
I did?
Yeah.
No, I didn't cut anybody off. I'm at home in San Francisco.
Well, my neighbor's...
Oh, sure.
Hey, this show is the greatest, dude.
It's true. The best show. Round of applause for this show.
Oh, yeah, I'm at my home in San Francisco. I guess I can pull that one, too. Thank you. So the psychologist started laughing at me, you know, and I just had to plug him with 10 hits of acid.
Hey, man, I'm too deep.
You know, I think everyone should do 10 hits of acid like I am now.
All of Northern Central California on 10, not 11, not 9, but 10 hits of acid.
Yeah, I think everyone listening to this show has been given 10 hits of acid through their water supply. They don't know it. Because the show doesn't come into your house unless you have the water supply.
Broham.
Yeah. Hey, man, I just took 2 doses, man, a while ago.
But, 2 doses?
Yeah, and I'm really tripping out of here.
Man. Yeah, we're all tripping real bad.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we share our trips together? Why don't we tell one another what we're thinking and what we're seeing?
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, what's funny about it is that there's actually no music or any sounds being played on this radio station. It's all totally in our heads.
Okay, you check this out, man, all right? You listening?
Yeah. I'm looking right at the speakers.
Get up the next morning
right
and do it all over again.
You know what?
2 doses, you check it out, I dosed twice, man. 2 hits about 45 minutes ago. Right now, I think I'm staring at my father that's been dead for 10 years.
Wow. Does he look like a radio?
But he's not talking to me. He's mumbling something, and I don't know what it is. And I was
wondering if he's telling me he loves me.
Yeah, but
he's telling me he wants to kill me.
Well, if you wait another 45 minutes, it'll probably become clear, because, you know, it'll kick in more.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I used to see my father on acid and stuff, but, you know, he was alive then, but... I once had a dream that I won't even say it, it's too disgusting. Yeah, it's kind of like that. But, you know, if your father really does appear to you when you're on acid, you're in big trouble, because he probably will disapprove of the fact that you're doing it.
Then he does want to kill me.
Well, yeah, but see, you should kill him first, that's the thing.
Well, with what, man? He's a spirit.
Well, you got to kill him again. That's the only way you can deal with father. Yeah, okay.
Shave off his afro.
Shave his ass off? Well.
And I doesn't know why.
Who's this guy? Oh, what do you call Zappa?
Yes, recalling the 60s now as the acid starts to hit.
Zappa.
One of the things I love about my role here at KPFA is I get to hear directly from you, our listeners. My name is Italina, Donor Relations Manager here at the station, and I get to hear things like, thank you for being here for our community. And we get to be here thanks to loyal listeners like you. So help us continue to be here by making a meaningful donation today. And no, there is more than one way to donate. You can make a qualified charitable distribution from an IRA. You can donate stocks. You can even add KPFA as a beneficiary. Thank you for being really thoughtful about this. Thank you to our monthly sustainers and to our generous one-time donors. Donate at kpfa.org or email members@kpfa.org if you have a question about donating in other ways or if you'd like to increase your monthly donation. My name is Italina, here for Community Powered Radio, here for you.
KPFA's paid staff are a union. Hosts, producers, engineers, reporters, anchors, technical employees, phone room coordinators, event producers, trabajadores de instalaciones. We are part of Communications Workers of America, Local 9415, AFL-CIO. Because unity makes strength and unions make great media. Together with KPFA's unpaid staff and volunteers and every one of you who donate, we make KPFA 94.1 FM in Berkeley, KPFB 89.3 FM in Berkeley, KFCF 88.1 FM in Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and kpfa.org.
LSD. Yes.
They're making fun of Jimmy now. Okay, now I'm getting mad. They're making fun of Jimmy.
It just happens when you take the acid.
Yeah, I could play the real thing on my radio.
I'm looking for MMDA.
Good old MDA. What have happened to that?
Good old Adam.
Good old ecstasy.
Yep.
Good old cocaine. You know what? No one talks about cocaine. I think it's been poorly treated. Cocaine is better for people than they think.
Well, maybe it was poorly treated. Of course, then it'll burn your little nose up.
Have you guys heard of DMT?
We're into DMT.
Yeah. Yes, in fact, we were just talking about it because...
And angel dust, too.
Somebody I know has some, and everybody's scared to do
it.
Wow. It's scary.
You gotta hook me up.
Produces feedback.
You gotta hook me up with it.
I have some toothpaste that we can snort. That's another thing. Toothpaste is good.
You ever ground up a billiard ball?
If you grind up a billiard ball, you put it through a sifter, and then you cook it.
Thank you.
And put it in a pipe and smoke it, and you'll start to see Frank Zappa doing...
The End of Time soundtrack.
The End of Time soundtrack. Sung by Dan Quayle.
It's Jimmy's ghost. Come back for more ghost acid.
Ghost acid?
Yeah, it's spooky.
I think I'm having a manic depression.
I think that's awesome. I think like the God of radio.
Who is this really?
Me?
Is this Batman?
Of God.
Oh, no, it's, what do you call, Kronos. Oh, God.
I'm God in the human flesh.
Not the Kronos. Spelled backwards is, Sonor. You know, Doug, I left a message on your machine earlier today.
Yeah.
And, I wonder if you could call your home and play it back, because I want you to get it pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we fill out the coupon for the past life cavalcade, too.
Yeah. Well.
In fact, I was just at the Negative Land concert tonight, and a few people saw their past lives there.
San Jose?
No, that was Wednesday night, was the San Jose gig. And, you know, I saw somebody there on 10 Hits of Acid, and it's been a long time since I've seen that vacant stare and the secret hand signals as you try to reach across the ballroom.
That worldly look in their eyes.
Yeah, well, I've seen the vacant stare and the secret hand signals, but not with people that are on 10 Hits of Acid.
Yeah, last time I saw it was at the Subgenius show in 1985 in L.A., in which I was talking to a young lady and realized she was being distracted by certain things that used to distract me years ago, and I realized that she, too, was on 10 Hits of Acid.
But what, like your hand movements or something?
No, little tinkly sounds and lights all around us.
Lights, yeah.
She'd stop talking and stare at the tinkly sounds and lights, and I realized that, well, party hits.
Why do you guys take it for the visuals, though?
Well, you know, that's the way
best
the
on the radio.
Was. No. That's the way the acid was. See, nowadays it's a different thing. But, you know, there is different kinds of acid that gives you more of a visual hit than a mental hit.
I want the mental hit. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, I know, but, you know, it's a matter of what time during the trip it is. A lot of times your visuals will kick in at a different time than your conceptual. Now, I like the conceptuals to kick in early and often. But, you know, sometimes
I wish you were permanent.
Well, yeah, but then you'd hate your parents and you'd hate your family.
No, I'd actually love them even more.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be able to communicate with you because they wouldn't be tripping.
Yeah, but I feel so much more balanced when I'm on it.
Yeah, but then you couldn't hold a job.
Well, I actually, when I was on 10, I was driving around.
You were what?
I was driving around Concord. Well, not too long, because I started losing it.
Yeah, but you couldn't work at your job, could you?
What?
You couldn't work a job, could you? I mean, you couldn't, like, could you,
I'd probably be just taking a lot of breaks at work.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, plus it'd be hard to have a relationship because, you know, your girlfriend would have to be tripping.
Well, actually, there's this girl in here. Her name is Eva Medusa.
I just broke up with my girlfriend, though.
Yeah, now, Doug, when you broke up with your girlfriend, was it because you did too much tripping and she didn't?
No. There we go. I'm having a little bit of transmission difficulty.
I heard that she didn't like crazy, drug-crazed, white male subgeniuses. Is that true?
Well, that's what you get for listening to those white male subgenius rumor mongers.
Well, of course, all white male subgenius, drug-crazed subgeniuses, but that's redundant, are paranoid about it, you know. And they secretly want to be black,
white male,
female, non-drug-using, non-subgenius.
Yeah, well, that's a real hard one to find. I don't know that, right now I'm trying to find the station. All I can find is a country western station.
Don't you have to legally put a certain number of female non-drug using non-sub geniuses on this radio show?
Yeah, you do by state law or something.
KPFA law, yeah, there's a quota.
Yeah, we quote a lot of those people.
And you probably had like 30 years worth of white male drug-using subgeniuses already on your show.
Right, well, I store them up. Okay, now I'm going out the front door of KPFA here.
Well,
there we go. Thank you. Is that somebody sitting in the car reading a newspaper at this hour? Okay. In this horrible cavalcade of static.
What's
outside in front of the station.
I'm drowning!
But the problem is, you're getting a country western station in my ears.
My sink just overflowed. My apartment is...
Well, you look, we use the SMPTE code to sync up the apartment.
Holy smoke.
Yeah, don't smoke in your apartment.
Well, I'm trying... I can't believe the amount of noise.
Do I? Okay.
I think that FCC is trying to block our conversation.
Yeah, no, when I was out in front of the station having a conversation with the other man, somebody's not here.
That's why they're
so
happy.
It produces a big confusion.
Wait a minute.
That are,
so you're driving running down the street of Berkeley now. Oh, my God, it's Paul backwards. He's saying, I buried John.
Lop.
I buried John.
A lot of people are confused by that.
Set you down, Father. Rest you. So that was at the end of I'm the Wally. Wait a minute. Is it Doug? Are you still there? Are you outside now?
Yes, I'm still here.
So you're on the peninsula now?
Yes, I am.
Wow. And you're driving where?
I'm driving inside and outside.
It's incredible. And people are clapping, they're lighting the streets of Berkeley.
They're just clapping their little hands off, and we'll be right back to that caller after we hear from this caller.
What? Why are they clapping? Why is everyone so happy?
You ought to see the visuals on Channel X.
I didn't know that I had to turn in the TV, too. So I can watch this, too? You know, this is a tape I made earlier today.
Yeah, so is this. This show is not actually happening now. This is a tape we play and make earlier.
I'm actually just trying to stay as busy as I can because
play negative. Play negative. I won't. See, I'm not going to play that next word.
Okay, yeah. Play Negative Land's record.
And that record, yeah. So it's really good. Aren't I good, though? See, I could be a DJ because I'm so fast.
Yeah.
That's
the
thing. I could have your job. In fact, I'm running this show.
Yeah, that's right. From your apartment in San Francisco. Yep. Yeah, I know. I heard that
and
part.
And you're at home in Berkeley.
And so you can punch up the hi-fi track and the normal track. Thank you. And what you get is the normal track is actually along the top of the tape, and it is about 6 frames faster, or rather earlier. It sounds faster. And so you get a kind of fake echo effect, which subgeniuses are attracted to, and then you just kill them when they go toward it.
So it's kind of like one of those electric insect killer things.
Yeah, it is, a lot like that. And they kind of stumble toward it into the light, and that's when you hit them with the Janer device.
Yeah, and it's like 150 volts or something.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's all delivered a third of an ampere, so they just kind of collapse on the ground. You can play with them for a while.
Well, that's the thing about a subgenius. They're easy to kill, but they come back to life. That's the unfortunate thing.
Hey, am I on air?
No, of course not. I don't know. You have to ask Michael because he's running the show from his apartment in San Francisco.
Both of you are potted way down right now. I'm the only one that's on the air.
Can I have some more of that grower's yeast then? You can pop me. Put me in the sunlight, man.
In fact, none of us are on the air. I'm playing tapes of the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah.
But see...
My room.
The thing is, it's playing on a different station.
Is this still Over the Edge?
This is still Over the Edge, and I'm still Mr. Edge.
You haven't quite toppled all the way over yet. You're still on the edge.
We're still on the edge. And right now, the regular host of Over the Edge is lugging equipment to a truck, I'm sure.
They're still on tour somewhere.
They play tonight at the American Music Hall. Tomorrow night, they'll be in Davis, and the next night, Sunday night, at the American Music Hall, and Monday night in beautiful L.A. at the Roxy.
Well, they were just here.
They were just in San Jose.
But in fact, I think I saw them at the Oasis. I wasn't sure if I was there or not. My mind was there.
Yeah, the 10 Hits of Acid do that.
I was on the 10 Hits of Acid, and I thought I was there.
My spirit was there, but my body was not, I guess.
Yeah.
But can we get into the show for free? At the Great American Music
I almost
Hall?
Called you because I was walking around in your neighborhood.
Hey, you know, you're wrong. They're not playing Sunday at the Great American Music Hall.
Oh, no.
They're just tonight. It's Saturday. Who's Sharon McKnight?
Oh, I know. Sharon McKnight. She's really famous.
But what does she do? Sing?
I don't know. I don't know who she is.
Okay, well...
But she's really famous.
I see.
I don't know who she is, but she's really famous.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night...
But Sunday night is Negative Land again.
No, because it's not listed.
Well, that's the secret. Nobody's coming. We're just going to play.
I see. Okay, well, can I come? Yeah. Okay, well, can I come?
You keep asking, can I come? Now, look, this is not that kind of a show.
I don't know what the you in control, I don't know what your name is, but
I don't know
what your name is. That's me, Michael.
I saw the show on...
Michael's the name. I'm in control.
I saw this last show at the Oasis, and my brother, I was there with both my brothers, but one of them is an actor, and we got into this heated debate about... You know, Negative Land is big on, no copyright.
Right.
And he was very impassioned about how, this is, when I produce something, it's mine, and you can't take it and twist it and make it yours. And
why not?
We got very heat, and my other brother was on the side of Negative Land, and we got...
Yeah, it's a tough question. Did you see the guy with the video camera?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
That's you? You're the weatherman?
Yeah.
No, the weatherman wasn't there. He was the guy on the TV.
Oh, okay. Now
and he looks like Little Theodore, which is really strange. Little Theodore looks like a cartoon of the weatherman. And I really wish the weatherman were there. He's a very funny guy. Dick Vaughn, of course, died.
He never... Well, yeah, of course. He never goes...
Of course. He had to.
I don't know. I guess that's the deal. I was asking Don earlier this evening why he wasn't there, and he doesn't go on tour or something.
But the weatherman never goes, huh? He never...
I guess not, yeah.
Did you see the guy filming, shooting the video?
Did I see him?
Yeah.
I saw a guy. I mean, it was in shadow all the time.
Well, that was me.
That was you?
Yeah. I was doing a video of Doug.
So, wait, there were two guys videoing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. And in fact, it would bother me because, somebody was videoing me and they didn't have the copyright to that.
Uh-huh.
Right. So they didn't copy it right. It's got a wrinkle right down the middle of the picture.
Okay.
How do you copyright reality? That's the thing. I want to copyright myself so no one can shoot me.
And now, the great John Osborne.
No, he does samples of James Brown. He does.
Mr. Osborne was born in 1903 and joined Negative Land 2 years later.
I see.
Yeah, something like that. And I didn't know that it...
Hey, the storm! Well,
I'm sorry to interrupt here, but I know... Was it you who were talking about raves earlier?
Yeah.
Is it because I work in a nightclub where...
Load up again!
You raved on occasion, and we actually had one this last week that turned into a massive riot.
Oh, what happened?
That's
is that the one in...
One Step Beyond.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Where?
At One Step Beyond in San Jose.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was pretty...
I worked there. I'm a cook, and it's some idiot. I can't remember. Carlos something or other.
Uh-huh.
Who, he did a free rave, which right there is asking for disaster, and he circulated massive amounts of flyers, and about 3,000 kids showed up.
Wow.
Yay!
And, we got ugly pretty quick. We had the mayor down there.
Well, why was there a riot?
Well, too many kids, not enough space.
They were drunk or something? Or
there was that. Gang.
Not enough acid?
He had gangs showing up, and it was just all kinds of nasty stuff going on.
Yeah, you got to make people pay money so that they'll have a good time.
I know, but you were talking about corporate earlier and stuff, but the thing is, you have too many people in one spot, and a lot of them are looking for trouble. And
well, but see, if you don't pay money for something, you have no respect for the experience, because if you pay the money, then you have to have a good time, so you wouldn't start a fight.
I guess.
If you paid $20, you wouldn't waste your time fighting somebody.
That is true. $20 seems like a lot to me, but even if you charge, say, $6 or $5, but when you make it free, you're asking everybody and their sister for miles around to come
and pee on it.
Party down, dude.
Now the spooky funeral of the rave.
Got that. We had people
the very last rave is being held.
it will die out. It will actually die out.
It's already kind of died.
Yeah.
Wait, not like you, Subgenius.
That's another thing. What will happen to the church? Will the church take over the raves and make them corporate? Make them, corporate.
Which church are you talking about? You're talking about the
Church of the Subgenius, I think, is going to have to take over raves in order to save them. Kill them in order to save them.
Destroy the raves to save it, huh?
Yeah. Because otherwise they'll fall down the wrong path, and the wrong path.
We can't have that.
Yeah, hold on, wrong path. I'll be right back.
It'll just wander, and we're taking another call. It'll just wander down the wrong path,
You know, there's got to be some kind of, they have to be taken to a higher plane doing 10 hits of acid. Everyone at the Rays need to go to a higher plane.
Wait, Mr. Subgenius Man, I just had a question. Well,
do you have a question for the guy running the show? That would be me.
Well, yeah. Okay. I just had a question. I've taken ecstasy, but what would happen if you take two hits?
Your body temperature goes up and you quite precipitously.
Ladies and gentlemen,
but you feel really great.
Okay, now
we're along with many others. We will shortly be boarding the Interworld Airlines
we're going to find see if Dick Vaughn really did die.
Anyone in broadcasting has been given the authority to actually witness and describe.
He's a member of Negative Land who died in a fiery crash recently.
Relay the information so that you can hear, experience, and prepare yourself for this heavenly
journey.
The terminal is very.
Yeah, I guess it is like that.
And we are told that this is not at all unusual, for eventually all people of all nations.
Right. And my telephone's doing the thinking for me, man. Sorry.
You know what, though? It's weird. Don't you think that both Bill Graham and James Dornacker died in fiery helicopter crashes?
Who are these that we're listening to?
Yeah, it is, sort of. I was just thinking about Jane today, because I spent the good part of a number of afternoons in the back of the bus with Jane Dornacker and Pearly Gates. In the back of the bus with the Tubes on the Tubes tour many years ago, going to Chico and Davis and places
so
like that.
So what's the story? Why did they both die in helicopter crashes?
Jane died because she was afraid of helicopter crashes.
See,
so it's sort of one of those things where because you're so afraid of it, it has to happen.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, well, probably.
Who really was Dick Vaughn? Is he a real person or was he invented?
Yeah, he's a real person.
Or was a real person?
He's actually one, I think, as I've been explained to me the other day, that he is one of the original members. I mean, when the band first really started off.
Which was when?
Many
years ago.
Yeah, sort of early 80s. I'm not sure.
Really, that long ago?
Yeah, I think.
Was it Negative Land even then, the same name, or was it some other?
It wasn't. It was just sort of a collection of people doing tapes, and I'm trying to think. Was Dick Vaughn and the Weathermen? They were sort of the beginning, the genesis, and Mr. Vaughn. They were the alpha of the thing, and then Mark gets in there. He's making tapes, and he joins that group, and then
that,
I believe.
So that tape that they play at the show, where this is Dick Vaughn, and is that really his voice?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
So he did make a tape anticipating his death.
Yeah, I should say he used to sell cars and stuff.
But I mean, he made several tapes and just like for
yeah, I died in this, I died in that, I died in this, and then they just went in the basement and cut that thing.
That's very
really.
That's what I'm saying.
Doesn't that seem a little strange?
That is weird.
That.
But what did he say on the tape? Like.
He talks about his death.
The one on the plane crash, he goes into extreme detail about, can you imagine the crashing of the plane and the bits of glass slicing into my face? And
our singing
he goes on and on.
Wow. And what did he in fact die of?
Thinking about the gates of Pearl that was
a plane crash,
open wide for him.
Yeah, it was a plane crash. Flight
he died
71.
In a plane crash?
Yeah, in the Midwest. He was going back for a karaoke thing.
That's all real, huh?
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
And he predicted his own death and made
what he did was he covered many versions, knowing
right.
something
he's
would
like
happen.
Like those magicians who make tapes of which
still, I mean, he could have died of old age long after anyone had forgotten he made
it. Yeah, but that wouldn't have been as much fun, right?
Yeah. Well, they would have, They wouldn't have made they wouldn't have probably remembered the tapes.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. Maybe he had an old age.
I didn't remember where the tapes were, I think, is the problem.
So you guys, or those guys, whatever, started out just with regular tape decks and just mixing stuff?
Yeah, just put them on loop tapes and load them up in the CDs.
They mostly got the idea for me.
Yeah, well,
oh, I see.
Michael is probably he inspires all bands in the Bay Area. The whole Subgenius thing was made up from stuff he wrote in a napkin once.
Yeah. I wrote it in the back of envelopes in the 70s.
Yeah, the inside of remaindered books, the book cover that's torn off, his apartment is full of those, scribbled notes.
Paper, Smith came in and
who?
Photographed them all.
Who came in?
Smith and
Smith and Jones, yeah.
Jones,
Stang and Drummond came in and they photographed everything, and then Legoland took off with all my tapes. You know, they ripped me off. I was wondering where those tapes went. They showed up in their Legoland shows, and they're complaining about the copyright.
Right. Oh my god, that's why they complain about it, because they didn't get enough tapes, and they were going to see if they can sue you for the rest.
I'd be interested to see what happens if Negative Land ever makes it quote, big unquote, people start copying them, you know, and what happens. They'll be on Jay Leno, you know. So they'll start whining about people taking our stuff. They'll be making money off of it. Oh my god, they'll be on Letterman and people will tape the Letterman show and make money, they'll have this infinite regression of people taping and copying and retaping and remixing and whining and remixing, but all of them whining, you know, complaining, and you stole. Eventually it'll be like this. Everybody will be stealing from everybody else, and
That's what it is. I mean, that's sort of like that subgenius dream where the whole world is salesmen selling to each other.
Did you ever read a book called Little Heroes by Norman Spinrad, this guy who calls himself the Reality Liberation Front, who sells his software to all these people about how to break into bank computers and beef up your bank account and how to break into the IRS and change your records. And keep giving it to people, and eventually the idea is that so many people have access to every bit of information in the world that there will be no more secrets, and reality will be liberated.
I see.
You talking about that just kind of reminded me of that.
Yeah. Well, if everybody in the world had access to every piece of information in the world, nothing would actually transpire. There would be no information.
Right. Well, I mean, it's not like that exactly, but the idea is that there would... I mean, I have this debate with my dad, you know, he's like, all this technology, you know, it dehumanizes. And I always say that I am more high-tech because it puts more power in the hands of the little guy who, if he has the brains and the, you know, the ingenuity to use it. And,
well, that's true, except that he only has power over information.
Right, well, the idea is that if you're, if you are aware and smart and dig and look and, are, and keep your eyes and ears open and use the tech that those guys would use to impose their will upon you. If you take grab a hold of it and use it for your own ends, then it keeps you from being sucked into their machine.
Well, that's true. But on the other hand, what finally happens is that everything just turns into information. So nobody cares about anything other than information, so there's no reality.
What's the point? And she has cut all earthly burdens from their backs. We should have known.
Hey, where did this come
After
from?
All, I mean, where things are going, earthly burdens can never come.
Oh.
Got to get rid of those earthly burdens.
Well, that's the thing. I've been trying to get rid of them myself, and trying to get rid of the earthly burden of information. And I'm glad to have this instructional record to tell me how to do it.
Exactly. You got to take the scissors and cut those earthly burdens.
Just cut it right off.
It does mean you have to get on Dick Vaughn's flight and wait for the stewardess to come by with a sword.
Where did you guys get this tape of this flight to heaven or whatever?
I can't say who it was, and I can't say how the tape got back here.
But, you know, the reason I'm playing it now is I really is, I like it. It's a great tape of,
you know, it's interesting. I heard this, I think the first, I don't know if it was the first time, but when it was played on Over the Edge, and then I heard it on the actual show. I don't know, did it get... When was it incorporated into the show?
About 10 minutes ago. But it was. I put it in other shows.
I mean, long. I mean, when was it first copied or?
Oh, about a month ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I think the tape, I think, came out. The record came out in the '60s, I think.
Oh, okay. I figured it was something long.
Yeah. I mean, that's when I first started playing it on my show. Doug, are you there?
Yeah.
When did you give me that record to put on this show?
About 10 years ago.
10 years ago? No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was when we were going to school together. You remember?
I wonder. You know what? I think I heard this on Over the Edge. I don't know what it was.
See, Mike and I went to the same military school.
Yeah,
but I mean,
Guam.
Who made this? Was it like 700 Club?
Yeah, no, they didn't even exist then. I think this was the Born Again.
They existed. They were the 89 Club in those days.
I see. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Having a kind of excitement.
I wonder about the, you know, what's going on in the heads of people who made that record. You know, what are they, like, we have to prove to these Christians who have total...
They have total faith, but we also have to prove to them that there is a heavenly whatever waiting for them.
All bloody from
Christ.
Yeah,
I like the blood-sprinkled concourse. I thought that was very...
It's really a mess. Nice. You can hear it now.
It's like that joke I saw in a Playboy magazine once. This priest sitting with his feet up on a desk going, yeah, the same old thing, you know, eating Christ's flesh, drinking his blood. What's up with you?
I don't remember. That wasn't any of the Playboys I have.
Well, it was long ago.
Those were the days when a Playboy magazine could have a joke like that.
The one thing I noticed that was interesting was how Penthouse magazine has evolved into this sort of yuppie family values fantasy. Well, I mean, compared to how it used to be, if you ever read a 70s issue of it, if you ever come across one, you probably will. They've probably all been burned or something. But
they're really different.
They used to be wild. They used to be like, yeah, I was buzzed on acid, hot, and we did it. There was two guys, one girl, and eight girls, and one guy. And now it's like, oh, we met in this wonderful restaurant, and we had a candlelight dinner, and then we made love.
It was wonderful.
I pushed her down on the floor and we made love wild like two horses.
People used to have fun in those days. During the Clinton years, though, everything has got to be, it has to be
about the Clinton years. I think it's going to be the most schizophrenic era we've had yet. I mean, it's like, on the one hand, we've got white liberalism, and on the other hand, we've got sort of fascist, neo-fascist liberal populism, if that makes any sense.
Trying
to blend every element possible into one.
Everything kind of homogenous and push everything together that doesn't necessarily go together.
Yeah, and you end up with this sort of
glop
mishmash.
Yeah, because this is going to have a glop, and everyone's going to pretend that everybody thinks the same thing and feels the same thing.
The Federal Aviation
everything.
Administration.
And then it's not going to be true.
In 96, Pat Buchanan will come and say, well, it's time for a cultural war. And people will say, yeah, that'll fix things. We'll declare war on all our problems.
Right. Well, yeah, because also things will have gotten so incredibly boring by then that people will approve of. Yeah, if there isn't a real guns war, there'll have to be a culture war.
Yeah, reading it.
People need a certain amount of stimulation.
We don't have the big enemy anymore. The communists are gone.
So we have to eat ourselves.
They're trying in a lukewarm way to sort of turn Islamic fundamentalism to the big enemy, but it seems to be going over pretty badly.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to be there. They're going to have to come up with something. Maybe some space aliens will have to invade or something. I don't know.
Yeah, no, we're just going to feed on ourselves. That's all. We have to think of ourselves as the enemy, declare war on ourselves, and then have the fun of beating ourselves up.
Oh, boy.
I think that's what's going to happen. You know, it's like Nietzsche said, the three great drugs of the modern era, artifice, brutality, and innocence. You just have to be stimulated all the time.
Didn't he also say something about all higher culture being based on cruelty, something like that?
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. Higher culture, yeah, but I mean even the kind of culture
whatever that means, higher culture, sounds kind of like a oxymoron or whatever that is.
I think everything, everything has to be based on pain to some degree, and stimulation.
Well, it's like earlier we heard that hippie comedian talking about how it's all based on fear.
Yeah.
Fear,
pain, brutality.
What better motivator is there?
Yeah. Well, because, people get too comfortable, they just get bored, So they're going to want, if you don't get to see war on TV, and you don't end up having a war, you're going to have some kind of a mental war with some wacko out there is probably already, dreaming it up. Maybe he'll be inspired by our conversation.
Good. That'll make me feel powerful.
Or Ed Gein. Maybe there's somebody out there that wants to eat the president. Remember Ed Gein? Those were the days you could really just...
chew people's arms and legs off.
This is kind of a quantum leap, but I was reading this article about this new movie that Schwarzenegger's making called The Last Action Hero. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
This movie is the new... This is something that scares the bleep out of me. It's like he's... It's basically a 2.5 or 2 hour long commercial. I mean, all the different corporate sponsors. You know how in past, you know, people have paid money to have their product sort of on the screen in the
movie,
like
in the background,
whatever. Well, now it's like they're open and blatant about it, and they run the movie, and then there'll be all these string of commercials about, see, Schwarzenegger drinks Coke or Reese's or whatever.
Wait a minute, not in the movie.
Well, no, but after the movie they'll have it, and
really?
I guess these companies are paying prominently. This is like the new way to market film.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, they paid a bunch of money to have the Last Action Hero on the side of the shuttle.
Yeah.
When they shoot it up. Did you see about that?
No.
This is the new thing. I mean, movies are...
Involvement.
It's like, on TV, they've already done it. You know, with the Ninja Turtles and all these TV shows that are basically cartoon toy commercials. Now that they're going to make movies into it. I mean... Nobody seems to be thinking about the negative side of this. I mean, you have these huge corporate monoliths buying, I mean, they're turning entertainment to advertising.
Right. Well, and you know, they're changing public TV a lot, too. You know, they used to have, it would just, the corporations would have their names listed, you know, as having sponsored a public TV show. Now they have a little commercial on there. You know, if you ever see Channel 9 and Channel 54, Channel 60, you know, when they put the sponsor's name, they do a whole bit. They do a whole, like, you know, 20-second thing. And it's a commercial. So, but you know, that's what happens. Communism dies, socialism fails, and so capitalism is going to completely expand until, you know, runs every single aspect of life.
It's true. Every aspect of life.
So, you know what, Doug?
What?
Can you? I know you're out there in the, you know, with the in the car phone there. Can you come back to the station and take over? Because I want to take a break.
Okay.
The new world order.
Yeah, the new world. I need a
that too.
Order and under. And, so I need to take a break. You know, this is a hard show to do, trying to keep all these...
Yeah, I bet. Trying to drive your apartment around San Francisco and broadcast at the same time.
Put in all these tapes and run, you know, hook up all this stuff. I mean, it's just amazing, you know, how much stuff is going on at once.
You know, I can't permit that. I mean, I don't really care, but... I couldn't let him do that. I couldn't... And also, I'm trying real hard to get as many calls as I can.
Now the FVAACC is going to say...
You know, the FDA should come down on this show, too.
Yeah, I think so. They should all come down and be on the show.
Be interviewed. So, you know, you like our show, 10 Hits of Acid?
Yeah, this is the 10 Hits of Acid show. We hope that you took not 9, not 11, but 10 Hits of Acid to listen to this puzzling evidence show.
Yeah. What about, I think the FDA and some of those other groups like OSHA, Cal OSHA should come down, too, because it's kind of a dangerous show.
Man, they're great. I got their CD.
I like them, OSHA. They're good.
Yeah.
And Cal OSHA's good.
Go down by the OSHA.
And the Department of Agriculture should probably come down, too, because I think there's been some rotten fruit on this show as well. Yeah, there's been some
I'm going to go up and check the refrigerator in a minute.
Who else should be on? The Attorney General could be on the show. Okay, but, you know, my question is...
What's the big deal? Who cares?
My landlord did that to me yesterday. No, it could happen to anyone.
It just got out of hand. Somebody ordered the wrong sort of mineral water, and the next thing you know,
it was the same thing at Jonestown. It was the same thing happened.
But that was 10 hits of acid.
Would you really describe the Subgenius as a millennial cult? Huh?
Absolutely. July 5th, 1998 is when the exes come down and take the
take us away from the planet.
You know, I recently bought the book of the Subgenius.
Which book of the Subgenius?
Oh, which one? I don't know.
You mean the book? The original book?
It was in a bookstore. Actually, no, it was in a comic bookstore. Excuse me.
There you go. Yeah, that's more like it. And he had the big Bob silly face.
Big picture of Bob with the pipe.
Yep, that's the new. There's a new book being worked on right now, actually.
Oh, really?
A secondary one, which you better believe will have plenty of jokes about various other silly Texas
cults. You know what?
This one was... This one was, I think it was made in like 84 or something.
Yeah.
The one to get is Three Fifths of Tales of Bob, because that has,
That was put together by Michael.
Yeah, I put
And
that
printed it. I think he printed it in his apartment.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, I wrote all the stories in it, but they, you know, other people copy them. And they put their own names on
them. Yeah, I know. It's just, that's what happens with those sub-bagadines.
You know, the whole thing, negative land, they just rip people off.
Right. They're just, there's no pride, you know?
There's no pride. No... The whole show is being taped and probably be, you know, played on a negative land show. Like
right.
a Don Jones.
And, can you imagine how much money we're going to make from just your voice?
I think we flatter ourselves. I don't think it's that interesting.
What a bomber. I mean, what a Dahmer. No, what a... How does it work?
What a Dahmer. What a Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. What a Jeffrey Dahmer.
Hey, you know, whatever happened to him?
That?
You know, the thing about... What about Jeffrey Dahmer? You know, what about him?
You know, you get your 10 minutes and that's it.
I know, but you don't hear about these people. I mean, you know, this guy made a real contribution to American culture. I mean, how many people, you know, go around eating people? And yet, you know, he's...
And spray-painting the heads.
Spray-painting the heads.
And arranging them in a shrine.
You know, and then guys like Clinton come along and get all the publicity. And what did he... Who did Clinton ever eat?
Uh-oh.
Clinton
The guy you were talking to just hung up. But we're getting a signal from the other side. It's a bit rough, but it's coming in around the dark side of the moon now. On the Love Show, this is the 10 Hits of Acid. We want to remind you, we need to know what it was like to be in love.
Who did Clinton ever eat? That's right, you know. He never ate anybody. Bush? He never ate anyone.
No broccoli either.
No broccoli? No spray-painted heads?
No spray-painted heads.
And no, you know. And yet they get all the glory. They're the ones that are famous.
Right, it's just, it doesn't seem fair, does it?
No. And here, I killed my landlady.
After the tank incident?
Don't go away.
You know, the funny part is the tanks that they use around your apartment are so small.
Yeah.
They're like Mimico tanks. I mean,
yeah.
I opened the door
right.
when I was over there taping this show, and they started firing, but all the bullets were hitting my ankles.
I know. Well, they're the new mini tanks.
What are we going to be able to do with it?
I don't know, because
that's
modern warfare. You know, it's all very high-tech and small and subtle.
Right.
Gospel all throughout the world.
It's kind of spooky.
You know, that's why they call them fire and forget.
You set fire to the cult and you forget the show.
Jeffrey Dahmer comment. My girlfriend very thoughtfully pulled the cord out of the wall. So
during the Jeffrey Dahmer special.
Well,
Oh, you're back.
She hit it with her foot and tugged it out. So
who's that?
But you really like it when she does that, though, right?
Oh, it's incredible.
Who's this? Your girlfriend?
Well, sort of.
She hits you. Oh.
Oh, sort of. Okay. Well, that's better than.
That's better than nothing at all.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Well, actually, that is.
And that is what we're talking about on the Love Show. The sort of girlfriends that affect all of our lives. So.
Should we talk about sex?
Well, if sure, in the obtuse.
I prefer mental masturbation myself.
Yeah. Turn it into the Tomcat show and alienate about 5% of our audience. So let's keep it clean,
first
folks.
Of all, this is, you know, I mean, I bet
that's not a bad word, right? It's the FCC.
No, it's just a bad thought. It turns into a potato.
Oh,
you can say spray. You can say squirt.
French fries, please. Thanks.
Okay,
I'm ordering some food here here at the station.
There are certain clinical words you can use, right, with the panel there with Doc and Eddie. My brother watches those sometimes. I don't think he ever plans on calling anyone.
Your brother's a psychiatrist.
No, my brother is an engineer. Not a psychiatrist.
A mental engineer.
Sometimes he thinks he's a psychiatrist, but only when he smoked about
two or three hits of
acid.
Well, that too, yeah.
Well, if you take 10 hits of acid, then you hear this show the way it was meant to be.
No.
Fortunately, I don't do my show tomorrow. It's the end of the month, and I've done all the over-the-edge shows this month.
So, you don't...
And I don't have my regular show, so it'll feel great to seepy. Be all seepy. And then I'm going to go to Davis and shoot video of the wonderful Nagy Land show there in a very, very small place this year. Very strange.
That's the
coffee house.
Oh, I see.
Because the last time they played, it was in a silo, which is really perfect.
As in, like, farms?
Well, sort of. It's not really, doesn't really look like that, but... I'm just listening to the messages, too.
Are they in massive trouble, or do they have problems when they play that evil song?
Not really. They have, strangely enough, a law firm is working pro bono.
Yeah, I heard that.
So they, in a sense, you know, in that sense, they're not like you or I having to pay $1 million. They're not that badly off. But
on the
other hand, they are losing a lot of masters and stuff because when they... lose a judgment or something like that.
They have to give it all up.
They have to give it all up because they don't have any money to give in this society. So.
Yeah, but can't they just make a tape of it?
Well,
give
you know.
Them a tape?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
and, you know, what we did is we just gave them a note from my mom. And she's been dead for 3 years, so it was really looking bad.
They could say, hey, the dog ate it, you know.
Yeah, the dog ate my homework.
Well, the dog ate my tape. They ate the master tape.
That was 2 hours ago, and the dog ate my parents.
They actually convinced the firm to represent them, huh?
Some firms just kind of volunteer and do that. I'm not sure if,
that's,
you know...
Not, I got hit by a car and broke my arm and couldn't work for 9 months, and I couldn't convince anybody to represent me.
Right, yeah. Right.
So it always helps.
But I don't understand why they can't give them a tape of the master.
You just make a tape of the master and then give them the master and keep the tape.
It's just that they can't use it. Presumably, the lawyers of the enemy would be at all of their performances to make sure that they didn't use the material.
As in L.A. Next week, probably will be all of the lawyers and all of the enemy agents of various groups and stuff, because that's the, you know, that's how L.A. is. So it should be really fun. I'm going to go to that one. And
really?
Boy.
Yeah, I think I'm going to tape that one for the hell of it, because, yeah, we really will be in the enemy territory. They're playing right across the street from SST Records.
Okay, maybe that was the wrong word to say. I'm sorry if I stepped on toes.
Ow!
Oh, forgive me. I'll take my boots off.
I'm glad, Doug, you finally got back into the station.
It amazes me sometimes that they let you guys do this. It's almost like you get to just sort of have fun on air, you know.
Well, it is kind of weird. If my father didn't own the station, we probably wouldn't be able to.
Well, it's because in the middle of the night when nobody...
No one's listening. I wonder if anyone is listening other than us three.
Listening to a show, I don't know how many weeks ago, where you had bits of Jim Eason on there, and you played part where he was cussing at you guys and saying, "Why dare you to play this?" And you went ahead and played it.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool. I thought that was pretty bold. I mean, he needs to be made fun of.
Who?
Jim Eason.
I don't know.
KGO.
Oh.
He's there.
Yeah, he's Sheena Eastland's dad.
he's a man who's screaming out to be made fun of, I think. Sometimes.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. That whole talk radio format, I think, needs to be made fun of.
Yeah.
He challenged KPFA.
Well, what happened was, I think they took some of his stuff, some of what he said, and then played it in part of an Over the Edge show or something, I guess, and then he heard about it, and since his show is copyrighted, like everybody else is, he said, "Well, you know, I heard about this, you wimpy liberal fag, blah, 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 you know." So he said something like, "I dare you to play this," or, "I'm telling you right now, you're going to be sued." And
yeah.
So they took that bite right there and played it on the radio, too, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's like right back at you.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty of illegal things go on that don't get sued because people don't want to hassle with it.
Too much trouble,
know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of trouble to go ahead and sue somebody.
Well, I think that's what I like about it.
It's cold in here, though. It's a big wind.
There we go. There we go. Oh, just a little torture device that we hook up to Northern and Central California. It's called the show. Uh-oh, there we go.
What the hell?
What's going on there?
He's yelling into a toilet.
You're broadcasting
over. Wow, man. It's amazing. I shouldn't have taken those hits, huh? Oh, no.
He went into the bathroom.
Okay, look, I'm gonna take some of the hits out.
Are you wearing a headset or something? What is
God, I don't believe it. There's a Ewer tape recorder sitting here.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Wow, it's a Nagra. It's a Nagra and all of its God, this is insane.
Wait a minute, why are you broadcasting in the bathroom now?
Wow, man. This is great. I shouldn't have taken all of that at once.
Call the FDA. Where's the FDA? Well, the thing is, when Puzz Ev, towers over you and his shadow is cast across your path, you have no choice but to run.
I'm just going to slowly take over.
He's like a power-hungry...
Right.
So encroaching everyone's show. He took my show over. I used to have this show all to myself.
Could you answer a question?
Sure.
What does Babs look like?
That's a tough one. What do you think she looks like?
She's kind of short.
I have tried to picture her in my mind, but...
Michael, have you met her?
She's a good friend of mine, actually.
Yeah, well, that's right.
I mean,
I forgot, we all went to military school together on Guam.
What do you think she looks like?
That's the thing, I have no...
She's a wreck.
What?
Connect the voice to the picture. It's a very strange process.
Unlike a lot of people, I don't get a real picture of a voice. I get more of this sort of ethereal... pseudo idea.
Oh, that's like, what I look like, yeah.
You look like an ethereal pseudo. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
But what do you think Babs looks like?
I think the only thing I can think of is that she has long brown hair, but that's it.
Uh-huh.
No, she doesn't. Actually, she's a sex bomb who, it's unbelievable. Yeah. It's just incredible.
No wonder her radio presence just glows.
Yeah. Kind of a glow thing, and
sort of a tantric sex thing.
Yeah, she's a tantric master. She's lived for thousands of years, and she's
on the radio too. Yeah, this is all that life was on the radio.
Even before there was radio, she was there.
Yeah, she was there broadcasting, narrowcasting actually in those days.
Narrowcast. She was Sophie Tucker. She was incarnated as Sophie.
She was Kali in One Lifetime. She was a dinosaur.
She was Clara Barton. She was,
she was a garbage truck in D.C. for about 2 years.
Yeah, that didn't last long. She cracked up. She was one of the matches in a matchbox for a while. She was a Daguerreotype.
Yeah, she was God for a while. That's true. Of course, we were all God for a while. Yeah, that's sort of a job we all get.
You sound like F.
She was a Big Ten.
Oh, yeah? You want to rest now?
You sound like S.
Yeah, go ahead. Just lie down. Put your head on your knees.
Yeah.
No, S.
I see. So do you listen to Bab's show?
No. I don't know.
No, but the other caller listens to Bab's show.
Yeah, I do when I'm insomniac. I'm a pseudo insomniac.
Right.
Sometimes I do. Yeah.
So you pretend to not be asleep, but you actually are asleep.
You know what they say?
Yeah. They don't say anything. You know, have you ever wondered if anyone's listening?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't wonder. I know nobody's listening.
That's the thing. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's starting to depress me now, and so I'm going to hang up. I'm going to bed. I can't take it anymore.
Okay.
Now you're going to free up another line. Somebody else can call.
That's right.
And you know, maybe it'll be a beautiful woman who's attracted to.
Can I ask one question before you go?
What?
You were talking about some sort of show or something a little bit ago.
We should come. It's free. It's 7:30.
Sounds
interesting. My name is Michael Pepe, P-E-P-P-E. So ask for me. I don't know why, but I mean...
So you're putting all of Northern and Central California on the guest list, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Everyone who listens to this can get into the show for free.
They
put their name on the guest list under Michael Pepe. And they say they're Michael Pepe's guest, they get it for free.
Cool, dude.
And then there's a party afterwards at this other place that I know about that you can't get in for free, but it's fun.
Okay.
So you know what? Talk about me after I've hung up.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? And then, like,
we'll wonder what you look like.
But see, I won't know about it because I'll turn my radio off.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Okay, so I'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Okay, bye.
How did you get into doing this?
I mean,
how does one end up... I mean, do you fall into it, or do you actively pursue a career in...
That's a tough question,
nighttime radio weirdness.
Whoa, whoa.
Mike, my start was actually using my dad's radio on the naval base we were living on, and I would broadcast to security and tell them to surrender and turn in their guns and that, and play Louis Armstrong over and, you know, like something like Louis over and over again.
Be annoying.
Yeah, be real annoying. And then during the war, I would broadcast to the North Vietnamese. One of my jobs was to confuse them with lots of radio waves. Oh, important message.
No, this is kind of important. Your guy that was just on, Michael Pepe.
Yeah.
He and I went to college together back in Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
I am
hey, Michael, if you're
sure.
still listening. Yeah, yeah.
If he could, can he get back on again, possibly? Because he would know me. We worked together and went to, and lived the same dormitory.
Oh, yeah. No.
He said something about turning off the radio, so I don't know. If
yeah, I know.
I wonder if he's...
I've been trying to get...
Well, hold on. Let me see if this is him here. Yeah? No. Yeah? No. You're not Michael Pepe.
No, I'm not. I'm the same guy who's been... I'm caller.
Ah!
Bert, don't do that again.
Okay, well, this is me again.
Yep, sure is.
Okay.
I don't know how to get in touch with Michael Pepe. So were you listening to this whole show and him talking?
Yeah, for about the last hour and a half.
Really?
Where in Massachusetts was all that?
At Amherst, Massachusetts. University of Massachusetts.
Yeah. What year?
Oh, gosh, it was like 72 to 74.
They were tripping.
They were tripping. We were walking down from the tower one night, and I had a flare in my hand, and it takes three turns to undo that flare, and I turned one, and the thing went off in my hand. It was a misfire.
My goodness.
But I projected an enormous hole in my hand, a painful trauma weapon hand. It didn't work like that, though. Oh. Now, let's see
interesting who... Interesting sounds we got here now. It's very appropriate.
Yeah, let's see who is here.
Hello?
Hello.
I'm looking for Michael Pepe.
Oh, we all are.
Yeah, I knew he made a mistake saying his name on the air.
Such a great sex thing.
He's a sex thing, all right, yep. He's quite a guy. Have you ever seen him do his show?
No, I didn't.
Because during the Subgenius shows we had, Michael did amazing rants about corporate structures.
Oh, yeah, I heard him earlier. It sounded pretty impressive there.
And he's supposed to be sort of quitting. It was funny because he just did the St. Stupid show on... the day before the St. Stupid Parade this year, and we did a show at Ashkenaz, and he told me that he had quit doing shows, but yet there he was, being a funny guy.
That sounds like Mike.
Yep, that sounds like Mike, okay.
Yes, that certainly sounds like Mike.
Okay.
Hey.
Is this Mike?
No, this is Mike's cousin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is,
You're the guy that buys the beer for him.
No, I wouldn't buy anybody's beer. Alcohol is bad. It should be illegal like all the drugs, don't you think?
I agree.
Yeah, it's all bad. It's all bad.
It's all bad. It's all
candy. Can you imagine how many people would die if we legalized all that stuff? Imagine how many people die now. Ourselves against ourselves. We got plenty of people dying now. Oh, yeah, but just think of the amount of people that... That's really a sick, sarcastic joke, actually.
Well, we got too many people already.
Yeah, do we really?
This
planet will hold a lot more people, don't you think?
No.
Don't you think they're bunched up a little bit too close to each other, or what?
I say that one more time. What?
But don't you think they're bunched up too close to each other?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
good target.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
One round takes them all out there.
Yeah.
One round of what?
You can't get one round of whiskey, one round of any alcohol like that. You heard the guy. He kills people.
Who does?
The alcohol guy.
I think that they just don't use it intelligently. I think it's the problem with most things. We all know things.
Teach them all a darn good lesson. Now I'm trigger happy every day.
Wow, this is a college radio station.
Yeah, it's like Calax or like KDVS.
Are you running around the dial right now?
KUSF?
No. I got my radio off.
Okay, Brooklyn.
Oh. I gotta watch what I say, yeah.
Brooklyn. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I hear what I see.
Yeah, me too.
So you've taken 10 hits of acid too, huh?
Oh, no, no. I could take 100. They don't even work for me. Nothing
works. Well, anyway.
I don't know.
Nothing, I guess.
This is real, isn't it?
I think so.
Real?
What's I'll check
real?
The tape later.
What?
Oh, there we go.
6 weeks while you're checking the park.
All right. We're checking the park now.
All right.
I think it's a show.
No, it's
I'll check the tape
show.
Later, though. I'm not really
live.
Sure.
More.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So what does Babs look like?
I'm sorry I asked. Actually, my girlfriend is now glaring at me for asking that question. Mistake, I'm sorry.
Well, she shouldn't be worried about that. After all, Babs belongs to no man.
Yeah, yeah, you can say that. Oh, I see. Hey. Hey, Steve, we're not internalizing this, are we?
No.
Okay.
Check the hard drive, though.
Huh? Gotta lay off that yank, you know.
Yeah. Quit yanking around.
That's right. Yanking is only for one thing.
Okay, here we go. Thanks. Chup. And we'll
the magic,
be able to.
The magic and belief.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Promise?
Yeah. Everything's on hold. What do you think, caller?
What do I think? I try to think as little as possible this time. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Angelo Torres.
I didn't.
Now, I think that might be the regular host of the show.
4 yards tackled by North number 88, Len Brenner.
Or it might be a signal from Cafe This.
Ball on the 25.
Place to go when you're in Santa Rosa. Go to Cafe This.
Cafe This?
You'll never know if it's open or not.
I was in Santa Rosa.
You just have to wander in and see.
Really?
Yeah, and they should be kicking people out of there right about now.
That's a late club, huh?
It is indeed, run by a most unusual gentleman.
I was there once on a bus trip. I was with a singing group. That